The Senate is expected to vote today on $1.5 billion to cover a shortfall in health care funding at the Department of Veterans Affairs. The sudden discovery of that shortfall angered lawmakers, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The problem stems from the way the Department of Veterans Affairs estimated the future health care needs of veterans. In preparing its budget for this year, the department based its estimates on veterans' needs in 2002. That was before the war in Iraq began. Now the VA finds itself with 80,000 more veterans needing health care than it has the money for. Democratic Senator Barack Obama of Illinois was one of many lawmakers from both sides of the aisle to sharply criticize the VA. Obama spoke yesterday during a hearing of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee.
I can't imagine that there's anybody in this room who wants to look a soldier in the eye who's returned and risked life and limb for this country and say, when it comes to health care, you're on your own.
Lawmakers in the House and Senate grilled Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson about why the department didn't see the surge in health care needs sooner. Idaho Republican Larry Craig is chairman of the Senate Veterans Panel.
I'm confused as to know how a problem of this magnitude can catch everyone, even a cabinet secretary, off guard.
Nicholson, in office only since February, insisted that wasn't the case.
This has been an evolving process. It's not been a bolt of lightning or bolt of blue to me or our department.
In fact, Nicholson said his department has known about the shortfall since April, but only revealed it to Congress last week. Lawmakers were incredulous. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Jerry Lewis, a California Republican, said the delay in informing Congress about the shortfall, in his words, borders on stupidity. Nicholson said the shortage hasn't affected veterans' health care and that the money is being found elsewhere in the VA budget. Democrats also expressed skepticism that the VA ever had a handle on the higher-than-anticipated numbers. Back in the spring, when Congress was debating an emergency spending bill to fund the war in Iraq, Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington proposed an amendment to provide $1.9 billion in additional spending on veterans' health. It was opposed by the Bush administration and Republican congressional leaders who said the money wasn't needed, and it was defeated. Yesterday, Murray asked Nicholson how he would now characterize the situation.
We had the information. We knew there was a problem. The VA was saying there wasn't. Okay. We're here now. Do you think there's a problem?
I think that's a matter of definition. We thought we had a situation that we could handle, and I think that we were right.
But do we have a problem now?
Pearl 5?
Correct.
We certainly don't have a crisis, no.
Do we have a problem?
Well, I suppose...
How much is it?
Well, we're talking about $1 billion.
And while the VA has $1 billion shortfall this year, the shortfall next year could be even worse. While the Senate moved quickly to address the VA's immediate spending needs, the House is somewhat more deliberate. Republican leaders there rejected attempts by Democrats to add additional VA spending to the foreign aid spending bill, saying it didn't belong there, but House leaders promised they, too, will find the money. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.